Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, finish your chores, or better yet, have somebody else do them for you.
Ooh, wouldn't that be cool? Plus Photoshop Touch, Atlas Shrugged, and mirror your iPad to your MacBook.
All that and an official iPad 3 party on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by GoToMyPC. Take care of last-minute requests from anywhere right from your phone with the GoToMyPC app for iPhone. Visit GoToMyPC.com for your free 30-day trial. Use the promo code iPad. 139 hours and counting.
Until what? Until what?
iPad 3.
Oh, that. Oh, is anyone counting?
139 hours and counting. Did you get an invitation to the special event?
You know that I didn't.
I know your boyfriend did.
Well,
so did
that's
he?
Not me. Yes, he did.
Well, what's interesting is that Annie Anatko did not. And now I'm worried that anybody who does any work for me at all will never. So tell MG, enjoy the show, because as soon as they figure out.
MG does iPad Today every so often.
I know. I'm telling you.
I mentioned it to him.
I know.
I don't think that's... I think it must be a mistake with Andy because he's obviously in Apple's good graces.
You think so? I mean, he works for the Chicago Sun-Times. He is a host on MacBreak Weekly. I mean, anyway... We're excited because, you know, you don't need to go. March 7th, you're going to be here. I'm going to be here.
Yes.
Tom Merritt's going to be here.
Absolutely.
Alex Lindsay's going to be here.
10 a.m. Pacific time.
It's we'll start 9:30 just so we're... But that's when the event begins. And we're pretty confident based on that invitation. It is an iPad 3 with a Retina display.
With a Retina display. And there are other rumors that it might be... Some sort of a smaller iPad coming out too.
I still don't buy
that's
that.
It's not going to happen next Wednesday.
Huge story today on Tech Meme and everything.
Yeah.
7 6/8 inch iPad. No,
because they.
I don't buy it.
Manufacturers keep saying, "Listen, they're coming through assembly lines, so they're at least working on something." What are some other rumors? I know Molly Wood from CNET said something about this makes me feel like there might be some sort of a touchscreen Mac line. That they could bundle into this.
Well, let's see that. Let's see that imitation again. Can you put that up again, Alex? Now parse this. Okay, there's a finger. It's touch.
Well, that's what people do on iPads already. So I'm not going to go nuts about this.
Gizmodo did a good side by side of a normal display on the iPad and this, and they said this is higher resolution. So everybody seems to think this is probably what we were looking at was a Retina display. But you know, you can't tell from photography. So it looks like it is.
Yeah, I don't.
But I don't buy. Some people said. Let's look at it again. No, they said there's no home button. I don't buy that. That's sideways. There's no home button on the side.
Yeah, I think that's silly. The thing is like Apple, being the secretive company that it is not going to like leak a whole new feature set in a silly picture. They're going to show you very little in a picture.
Yeah.
It's a picture of a finger about to touch the calendar, not a new app.
I got an email from somebody who sent me corroborating evidence that he worked at Apple.
Okay.
Who said it will be announced March 7th and available by that Saturday, March 10th.
Oh, okay. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to be waiting in line at that pop-up store in Austin, Texas.
Are you going to be in Austin? Are you going to be at South by?
Yeah,
And it starts?
Yeah.
Starts then?
Well, I leave on Friday.
That's what they did last year. That's what they did last year.
I leave on Friday. I'm not crazy about the idea of being in the long line.
Bring something with a camera. Well, you must have something like that.
Yes, I do. In fact, my iPad too.
And you can
cameras.
Report. You can report back to us on the Tech Guy Show. Sarah Lane standing in line.
That's right.
At Austin, Texas, to pick up the iPad
of 3. Course.
And when you get it, I'd love to see you and watch you as you see its Retina display. Because I have a feeling now.
I'll turn it on and I'll be blinded. Raiders of the Ark, you know, and my
we
face
did some,
will melt.
We did some calculations. I think it was. It's 253 pixels per inch if it's 2048 by 1536. We expect that will be the resolution because that's double 1024 by 768, which is the current iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do that. They did that with the iPhone 2. You double it so that graphics scale nicely without a lot of jaggies. So 2048 by 1536 with the iPad size screen, 235 dots per inch. It looks gorgeous. I mean, it would look gorgeous. It will be better than anything you've seen except the iPhone. Not as good as the iPhone, by the way. It's a little bit less resolution per inch.
So how about the rumor that they're also going to beef up their Apple TV line so that it'll play 1080p rather than 720p? Because if you're buying a bunch of stuff from iTunes, you're going to want something that's given to you in higher resolution so you can enjoy it on your beautiful iPad.
I don't know if that's a rumor. It's certainly...
Well, it's a rumor.
It's what you would expect.
Yeah.
You're not going to release a 1536 capable iPad and not upgrade. So absolutely, the iTunes store will start offering 1080p downloads. Mm-hmm.
And they got to do that for the Apple TV.
And I think that's the only other possible product that they would announce on the 7th is oh, and by the way, we're going to upgrade to 1080p, and so that you can get that, we will offer that on the we'll have to give you a new Apple TV, the ATV little unit, because you have to upgrade the hardware. So I do expect that'll be announced too, yeah. But well, I don't think anything else. Now, somebody said, what if you called a 7.68-inch iPad and an iPod Touch? Then I could see them maybe making a bigger iPod Touch.
You know, it's so funny. Okay, I was going to talk about this later in the show, but we might as well just read it now. This was an email from Tony Vitale, who says, all this discussion regarding the chance of Apple releasing a 7 or 8-inch iPad is a clear case of not seeing the forest for the trees.
Mm-hmm.
For all the reasons Steve had spoken to in the past, a smaller iPad would not be in the making. Rather, Apple will follow their pattern and drop the price of iPad 2 to compete in that market. Think different, a 7-inch iPod built and specially designed for gaming, a la the Vita from Sony. This would be the only reason that Apple could justify putting its developers through coding for an odd screen size. It would also validate Apple's recently acquired gaming talent.
Interesting.
It's not the weirdest idea in the world, actually.
You might have convinced me. I'm still having trouble with a different resolution. I think it's bad enough that Apple's going to introduce this new high-resolution iPad. I just think that they don't... Remember, this is the company that keeps saying, look at Android, it's fragmented. Why would they fragment their own product line after complaining so bitterly about that? I don't see that happening.
But I do see possibly the idea of some sort of a portable Apple device... Because people love gaming,
would it have gaming
on the
controls?
iPod Touch, but it's a little small.
Would it have controls? No.
I doubt it. I don't think it would on be screen. Any different, except that it would just have more screen real estate, but not as much as the iPad because it's very portable, but not.
It's 1024 by 768 in a 7-inch display? That might work. And then you don't have a new resolution. All existing iPad games would work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll buy that.
For a dollar?
For a dollar.
For $450?
So just to reiterate... I don't know what that means. Thank you, Alex. Just to is that an Apple fan saying, give me whatever you got, here's money, I'll take it. We know people like that. Alex Lindsay. He says whenever he knows there's an Apple event...
The more expensive, the better.
He doesn't care. He calls up the Apple store and says, hold three. I don't care. Whatever it is. Hold three of them.
Oh, you say that like you don't do the same thing.
No, I don't actually. But I would like to do it on this.
Ever.
I'm telling you, I would like to do it on this.
So do you want to get to our theme for this week?
Yeah, but let me just reiterate. 9:30 Wednesday, March 7th, 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern time.
We will be here live, you, me, Tom.
And if I add 9, it's 9 plus 9 is 18. It's 18:30 UTC. Do tune in. We'll make it a Twit special so you can download it after the fact. But really, you'll want to join us as we all learn together what Apple announces next Wednesday. It's always more fun if you do that live.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. We do the show iPad today. This is like the biggest day of the year
for us. This is
new iPad.
This is Christmas and New Year's.
It is. Yeah. I'm very excited. I want a pink iPad. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want pink.
Wouldn't that be nice?
No, actually, I find pink to be patronizing somehow. I don't know
what
why.
What if a boy has it?
That's fine.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know. It's just, I'm not even going to go on
It's totally, it's like saying, hey, we make them for girls too.
Yeah.
It's really
Would
annoying.
Would you like a pink? Yeah,
no,
I went through a pink phase, so I've got nothing wrong with pink. Pink gadgets sometimes.
And there is, as the chat room is pointing out, a kind of not a great name, the pink iPad.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
So what is our topic for today?
Our topic for today is outsourcing your chores. I would say outsourcing your life, but let's not get too crazy. And the reason that this came up is because there's a new service that Justin Kahn of Justin TV has launched.
Good for him.
And it's still in beta right now. It's invite only, And it's only testing in San Francisco. So a lot of you are like, why are you going to talk about this on the show then? And the reason is because I think it has the potential to be sort of like the next Uber. Uber started in San Francisco, too. Uber is the personal town car service that is, you know, putting taxi cab companies out of business because they've got a great iPhone app and I can see how far away a driver is from me. And
I'll tell you what, after you show Justin's thing, I'll show people how Uber works, because I think Uber,
perfect.
And they're going to launch this worldwide now. They're going in more and more cities.
Oh, yeah, they're already international. They launched
it was
in Paris last December. It worked really well.
We used it.
So this is called Exec, E-X-E-C, and you can go to the website at IamExec.com. Now, I got an invite really easily from a Lifehacker article. I just followed their invite link, so it wasn't hard for me to sign up. I'm happy to invite you if you want. But
tell me what it does, and I'll let you know. I don't know yet. What does it do?
What it does is, okay, so I'm looking at the website here, and the reason that I can't pull it up on my iPad right now is because I signed up on my phone, and it uses... it uses your phone number the way that Uber does to communicate with
you. Should I sign up for it on my iPad?
Yeah. Well,
it might take a little while.
I'm actually not sure that you can.
Oh, it needs a phone number.
Because I think you need... Well, the iPad has a phone number associated with it, but I think you actually need a service, phone service.
Okay.
But anyway, once you have signed up, your exec account is something that you could manage online through the iPad. And the idea is that... you need something done, right? So they've got like a nice little walkthrough here where they've got people sort of on call who are like college graduates who just, I don't know, have time on their hands.
Well, nowadays, if you're a college graduate, you're probably out of work.
Well, that's the thing.
Oh, you know what it is? They're English majors.
Well, there are all sorts of majors, but these are people who, if you need something done at a specific time, you go ahead and launch your app. You say what you need done. You agree to pay whoever it is $25 as a base to perform your task.
So that's
for
the
you.
Minimum.
That's the minimum.
Okay.
And that wouldn't include, I mean, if someone was grocery shopping for you, that's a $25 charge to
in
them.
Addition.
In addition to however much your groceries cost. Right. Tip is included. That's just another thing that Uber does well. So it's like you pay a premium, but you also don't have to worry about that kind of like tip thing. Some people just hate the tipping process.
I think that's kind of the secret of, one of the secrets of Uber. Is that not having to pay tips? It's people, I think you're exactly right. They're willing to pay more than they would if they tipped, just so they don't have to tip.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, some people don't have a problem with it. I find it to be one of these, especially when you're with friends and at the end of the dinner, then you have to have this uncomfortable conversation and get out the calculator app and all of that stuff. So this is Exec. It's in its infancy, absolute infancy.
And they will do what kinds of stuff? Shop?
Okay, so for example.
Pick up my dry cleaning?
For example, on Valentine's Day. Because MG had early access to this. We show up at our hotel. We're staying in a hotel. We walk into the room. There's flowers.
I saw the pictures.
There's chocolate.
That was all through this?
There's champagne in a bottle. And I was like, how did you do it? And he goes, I used this service called Exec.
That's cool.
Which was not romantic at all. He shouldn't have told me that. But I was like, hey, it worked out really well.
Hey, just a little tip. You can also call the hotel and they'll do it
for you. Well, whatever. He's, you know, wants to be all appy and happy.
There's an app for that.
Yeah, but and then he explained
sometimes
it to me.
Sometimes
I wonder, like,
people
wow,
make up
cool,
apps
cool.
for stuff you could just do anyway. Like you could call and they would deliver you food and things like that.
But
it's more fun with an app.
Yeah, exactly. And the idea is that this doesn't have anything to do with the hotel.
I hope you didn't pay too much for that because the exec probably just called the hotel and said, could you make sure there's flowers, champagne, and chocolates
actually,
in the room?
Actually, they didn't because...
They went out and got them?
This girl was walking out as we were walking in.
That's neat.
And it was her.
That's really cool.
And I was
cool.
like, how do you know this chick? I'm annoyed.
Well, you'll get more choice. You get something nicer and, you know, something improved. I saw the pictures on your Instagram of all the
It was
stuff.
Adorable.
It was really romantic. It
was
beautiful.
Adorable.
Did,
so
he,
anyway,
did he have somebody buy a ring for you and propose to?
Please. Come on.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Would have been.
I want to start. You and I could do this. A new service. We'll call it I Do. Idu.com. And,
I think it's taken.
But I think you could have somebody come and propose for you.
No.
No? Wouldn't that work?
No. It's too far. Taking it too far. The reason that I brought up Exec, because I'm sure some of you are still like, I don't get it. It's not an iPad app yet. It's not available everywhere. Is that...
By the way...
It is a competitor.
Did you think anything when a woman comes out of your hotel room as you're arriving?
Well, I wasn't sure if she, like, worked there.
That has a backfire potential that's kind of massive.
No, but the thing was that she kind of pulled him aside, and they're whispering. And
even
I'm like,
worse.
Who is this? It was the exec.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Exec is basically a perfect competitor to
TaskRabbit.
Yeah. Now, when we
were
on the web,
same as, we talked to Leah Buskey,
yeah,
right?
Who is
she founded this?
She founded it, and TaskRabbit is pretty well known. In
she
fact,
she just got a ton of money in new
yeah,
venture.
Yeah, they sure have. I have used TaskRabbit for a variety of things. With success. There was a dinner party that a friend of mine had where we just kind of like, there were enough people that he hired somebody just for a couple hours to like mix drinks.
Oh, that's
it was a really nice guy.
That's called a bartender, yeah.
Well,
that's
yeah,
great.
But it was like, it was something that, you know, it was a guy who had a couple hours free. What you can do is you can use this little wheel here.
See, this is a nice app. I haven't seen it. I've just used the website. This is nice.
Oh, yeah, the app is almost better. So mm-hmm. let's say, you know, you're interested in getting some cleaning done. Your kid threw up all over the carpet yesterday or something like that. You can write a description of what you want, supplies that you need, what you're willing to pay. You know, they use $40 as just kind of a baseline. But, hey, maybe you've got, like, a really dirty apartment. And you can go all the way up to 90, say, that sort of thing. You can take a picture of the kind of situation you're talking about. You can actually add a voice cue if that's something that you're more comfortable with doing. Once you post the task, I don't want to post a task right now because I don't want anybody to think that I'm going to pay them $90 for cleaning. But then anybody on TaskRabbit who is willing to accept the challenge, let's say, to accept the transaction, at that point, they say, okay, I'm going to do it, and we agree on a time and a place.
That's really neat.
And then that happens. What's interesting about this is you sort of throw out what you need out there and wait for somebody to come back to you. And
they
it can
have
be
to
a
do
lot
that,
of different
though, right?
people. What's that?
I mean, somebody has to respond.
Not necessarily.
So you could throw it out and nobody would want to do it.
I could say, I want you to clean my apartment in 5 minutes for,
right.
you know... $1.
It's got to be reasonable.
And
but
then,
you could go
yeah,
back.
Nobody would do that. Yeah, so it's not guaranteed that I'm going to get
is
any
a
bites.
Really nice app. I like that snap it, say it type of thing where you could take a picture of it or
yeah.
say it.
And, yeah, maybe you're just, you're harried. You haven't had enough sleep.
This solves
you
another
bought
problem.
Some IKEA furniture. You have no idea how to put it together. That's actually.
That's very common.
It's one of the big examples on
yeah.
TaskRabbit is
yeah.
IKEA furniture because yeah. it's so hard to put together. It takes so long. So they've got some experts.
It's not
here.
TaskRabbit.
Task rabbit.
Bunny rabbit.
Like a bunny. And in fact, what's kind of funny about this is that supposedly Exec calls itself Exec because they want to set themselves apart from the idea that like Task Rabbit almost sounds like
housewifey?
Well, not housewifey, but unskilled.
Right.
You know, like a little
right.
bunny who can do my menial work.
And this is an executive assistant.
Executive assistant,
about.
Yes. Yeah. This is a yeah. trusted person who's about their educational history and that sort of thing. I mean, I don't know. I guess that would come up every once in a while.
They're all college graduates? Is that a requirement?
Well, for Exec, it's not necessarily a requirement, but they've got a couple of examples on their website of people who are. Food delivery. Anyway, TaskRabbit is... quite amazing. I'm sure some of you have used it, and if you have, you like it. But yeah, it's something that's it's seeming to come up more and more. And I really do think, you were joking a little bit about the economy, but I mean,
oh no, it's totally because of this.
That's a big part
yes,
of it.
I completely agree with you.
People are busy. People have time on their hands, and these sorts of some are busy and some have more time on their hands. But these are the sorts of services that help bring people together. And TaskRabbit isn't the only example, by the way, of another one of these outsourcing apps. And let me find it here, Zaarly. So Zaarly is yet another...
That's with two A's, Z-A.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. You know, someone wrote in the other day and said, can you please start spelling things again? Because you guys talk
we
about
We have audio
stuff.
Listeners.
Z-A-A-R-L-Y. So
same idea.
Zaarly is the same idea, although it didn't start out that way. It started off a little bit more of me saying, hey, I've got a bicycle. Do you want to rent it? And, you know, if you and I were neighbors,
right.
we could work something out or buy it. Or maybe I could just loan it to you, that sort of thing. I think the folks on Zaarly decided that, well, let's go back.
They did a pivot.
The folks on Zaarly decided, well, yeah, they've...
There's some stuff they're selling, yeah.
Yeah, so this is... Some of the stuff is still goods, but it's also services.
Right.
Someone wants a new Kindle Fire,
that makes
they'll
sense.
pay $100.
So it's a marketplace for goods and services.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Somebody wants help moving a bed box, for example. Somebody wants some Alcatraz tour tickets.
And this is all local, so it's nearby. Yeah,
exactly. In fact, that's really helpful because if I'm in Petaluma and I want to make sure that somebody's going to help do my laundry, I don't want someone that's in Oakland to say yes because then it just sounds confusing to me. I want somebody who kind of lives down the street.
Right.
So that's a big part of it, too. They're locating me in San Francisco because I haven't updated it.
I think that's kind of it is a reflection of the economy and that people are underemployed. There's also, I hate to say it, a bigger gulf between the haves and the have-nots. So you get
these
service economies where people need work, and then there are people who can afford to pay extra.
Look at this. I really want the Twitter handle Chelsea.
The
person who has it right now
go.
Is an egg. Can you help me get it? Oh, if only I knew how to help you.
$50.
$50.
You could call Ev. Just say, hey, Ev, dude.
I don't. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Oh, I'll do that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Say, you know what? Say, tell Ev there's $25 in it for you. And that way you'll get half and Ev Williams will get half.
In a way, I feel like Zarly's almost the most fun to browse through.
It looks kind of neat.
Just because it's all sorts of stuff. And this is where I used to go to Craigslist. Mm-hmm. But Craigslist is just very convoluted. And this is a little bit more, hey, this person's 34 miles away from you. They need this done in 4 days. This is how much they'll pay. So you don't have to read this long paragraph in a want ad and try to figure out if this person's crazy or not. It's just a little bit more structured. So that's Zarly. By the way, all these apps are totally free. You'll have to pay for goods and services depending on what you end up organizing. But that's with the third party.
So this is Uber, and we mentioned this before. This is car service. Mm-hmm. It's people say this may replace cabs. One thing to point out is all of these are location-based. So if there aren't Zarly or TaskRabbits in your area, you're not going to get any help. The Ubers in this Petaluma area, there aren't any. In fact, I'd have to zoom out way out to find a nearby Uber car. The probably nearest one is in San Francisco, way down here.
Yeah, it's much better in a metropolitan area.
Yeah, but they're slowly rolling out all over the country and all over the world in big cities, not in rural areas. And the idea is you say, this is where I am, and you set the pickup location. Let's put it right here. And you can request a pickup. Mm-hmm. So they will I don't want to do that because I don't want a car to drive all the way up here.
Right. And the thing, what Leo's saying is we don't see any cars hovering around because we're not in the area where a lot of cabs are kind of hovering.
But in normally, you'd see a bunch of, and it would say the nearest one is 4 minutes away.
Right. And if you say, okay, go ahead, then all the other little animated cars disappear and you watch that car in real time get closer to you to the point where it's like, I know exactly when that car is going to turn on the corner and be in front of my
house. So cool. And then they text you.
Yep.
The driver texts you.
Yep.
You see a picture of the driver. You see their rating, which is very important. You can reject a ride from somebody who has a poor rating, and you know who to look for because you know what they look like. And they'll text you. They'll say, I'm here, and you come out the door. It's actually a really great service. It's more than a cab. Depends roughly about 50% more than a cab. It's kind of like black car limo service, but it's great. I love Uber. I don't use it very much because I don't live in an area, but I have a feeling if I
use it all.
Do you use it a lot?
The time.
Yeah.
In fact, I had a really weird experience last Saturday where I had a bad Uber driver. He was a bad apple.
Well, and you rated him down.
He was a bad egg. Well, he kicked me out of the Uber.
What?
And it's a long story, but I know the city really well, and he was going the wrong way.
Did you ask him to do some IKEA assembly?
No, I said, take me home the most direct way and stop racking up my fare.
Ah.
And he was mad, and the Uber folks were extremely apologetic, and I've had very good customer service with them because of this incident.
Well,
felt like I should say
they need to, and that's one of the things they do.
Yeah.
I had a weird experience in France with an Uber that I don't know if this was real or not, but the
were you awake?
Yeah, I was dreaming. No, I was in the car, and Uber crashed, and he could no longer bill me, and I thought that's a little suspicious.
But remember that these are drivers that were like had probably gotten the Uber service in their car
like 2 days
ago. Before you got there, and so there were a lot of French drivers trying to figure.
We didn't know how to pay him because he didn't have a fare.
Yeah.
So I just gave him 1,000 euros. Was that too much?
No, that seems pretty reasonable. It is Paris, after all. It was probably a pretty nice ride.
I wasn't sure. I thought, I just gave him what was in my wallet. And I said, here. I threw it at him. I said, here, and I ran.
So, and you can think of Uber as, Uber is outsourcing your driving.
Yeah.
It's very similar.
It's a chore. You want to get more of this.
I'm telling you, you're going to see more of this. This is, well, where you live, you don't want to park. It's almost because you don't want to have to drive somewhere, park, and then come home and park. It's such a time-consuming thing in San Francisco.
Not worth it.
It makes sense to take a cab, but cabs are a little iffy. Mm-hmm. An Uber, it's a nicer car, it's a nicer
driver. Well, you
know
exactly when they're going to be there. That's the thing.
And you know a lot more about it, yeah.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about Exec, so that's sort of a new upcoming, keep your eye out for them. TaskRabbit, which is well-established, loved by many. Zarly, same thing. And then Uber, of course, for driving. And they're rolling out to many, many major American cities. L.A. is their most recent frontier. But they're in Paris, they're going to Asia. It's pretty exciting to see.
By the way, I did not pay 1,000 euros. Okay?
He was
kidding. I was joking.
You guys, you know
euros.
Him. Sheesh.
I did actually pay 100 euros, which was like twice what it was worth. But anyway, I just wanted to get out of the car. I know that feeling, you know, when you're trapped. It's like,
I'll just...
Here, take it, and I'm leaving. We are brought to you today, should I do this now?
Yeah.
By Go to My PC from Citrix. Oh, my goodness. We've talked about GoToMyPC for a long time. It's the app that lets you access your office computer from anywhere, Mac or PC, anytime you can get online. Now on the iPad free app and the iPhone free app. So imagine this. You know, you're in an Uber car. You're on your way to the airport. And you go, oh, I forgot my PowerPoint presentation. Or I was supposed to bring, you know, that slide or what. So what do? Well, you take out your iPhone, you log into your office computer, and you get the file. Send and receive email, run any program, access any network resource, all anywhere you can get online, even on 3G, even on an iPhone. It really is remarkable. And because Citrix has been doing this kind of remote access for longer than anybody, they actually practically invented it for Windows NT way back when. They are the kings of this business, so you get the best possible speeds, reliability, and I got to emphasize this, security. There's never been an exploit. There's never been a hole, never been a problem with GoToMyPC. It just works, and it works securely and fast and easily. You can, you know, try it for free right now by going to the website, GoToMyPC.com. Use our offer code for GoToMyPC, which is iPad, I-P-E-A-D, and you get it free for 30 days. That's unlimited use. Use as much as you want in the next 30 days. And as I said, the apps are free. So get it on the iPad or your iPhone or your Android tablet, whatever it is, or your, of course, your desktop, and try it. If you're going on vacation, if you're traveling, even if you just want to go home from work a little bit early, go to mypc.com. Use the offer code. There it is, iPad. Click that try it free button. You're going to love it.
Thanks, go to MyPC. You're the best.
Hey, you're the best.
You know what also is the best?
What?
The App Store, because it has almost 25 billion downloads and counting.
We're close, aren't we?
Yeah, we're really close, actually. I wonder if they're trying to time it so that it's actually going to hit around next Wednesday.
You know, that's a little deceiving, though. It looks like we're, well, it's 24.934, like we're really close.
Well,
but
I know.
But that's 70 million downloads we still have to, or 65 million downloads we still have to do.
Yeah.
That's not a... You think it'd be tomorrow?
No, I think it might be next week.
You know when? It'll be March 7th at 9:30 a.m.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Do you think they're going to time it that way?
Well, they can't really time it, right? Because they're...
You know,
they
here's the funny thing.
Time anything that
if
way.
You are, speaking of timing...
Yes.
The 25th billion downloader...
You get...
$10,000.
10,000 big ones. Yeah, it's...
But how would you be that?
I don't know. There's no way to play that game. It's like being caller number 7 at the radio station.
No, it's not even like that because...
Yes, it is.
Well, I guess you could sit and watch the counter.
You just don't know who's downloaded ahead of you. That's the thing.
So what do? You wait till it's 24,999,990.
That's how they're going to get those 80,000 downloads.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's because people are going to say, people are going to say,
you're poised.
Now's the time.
You're poised. Let's leave that up for the rest of the show.
No. That's, no.
Well, it's deceptive because if you're not watching this live, it's going to be more.
It just makes you, I just want to watch it.
It is funny, isn't it, these things? You do. You just want to keep watching it. You can't take your eyes off of it.
No,
oh,
it's true.
Where'd it go?
Everyone loves a counter.
I was watching it.
Leo, just...
You know what this reminds me of? The debt clock in New York City. Have you seen that?
No.
That's scary. There's a
little... Oh, that? Where it just keeps getting worse?
Shows the national debt. I think they actually had a tax stuff on the end now because it's so it's over $15 trillion. It's like, it's going... They don't have enough digits.
Oh, a lot. about. Hey, you know who got a great update? My very favorite app ever, Flipboard.
Yes, I saw it this morning. I downloaded it.
Yeah, so let me go back to the beginning so you guys can see what's different about it.
Well, it's more like the iPhone.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So Flipboard came to the iPad before the iPhone a couple months ago. Is that right? Yeah, I think it was.
It was at Le Web.
That's right.
In December.
Yeah, holiday time. Before the holidays, Flipboard came to the iPhone. Of course, the iPhone has a lot less real estate than the iPad. So they had kind of a clever cover stories feature that it would start with that is actually, it's almost like a News Me type of capability where it will show you top stories that it thinks you are interested in and get smarter over time based
on
what you
click. So if
you
look at mine, this is what, when you first launch it, this is what you see. This is my cover story. So what's different is now it's full screen. Mm-hmm. They do that kind of the pan and scan thing. So it is. It's like the magazine, isn't it? Now, and these are, now, by the way, this is people I follow. So yours won't look like this.
Right.
I follow these people. And so they're saying this is who we've got stories from in here. And this is great. This is a magazine that's essentially personalized on who you follow on Twitter.
Exactly.
It's really great.
But instead of just following certain, you know, Twitter feeds, basically, it's a little bit more of a mishmash of stuff that it thinks, well, you know, we've got, by the way, Flipboard also added a French language version and also a third page. So in the past.
So, but it is personalized.
You only had
right?
the one and two.
Right, sorry? There's three. It is personalized, the cover story.
The cover
right?
stories? Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's my stuff.
It's all of the feeds, for lack of a better word, that I'm following.
Oh, okay.
And it's Flipboard attempting to say, I think this Wired story is actually something that you're really going to dig. And if I go ahead and click on it, then Flipboard says, you like that. I was right. I'm going to give you stuff that's more. So there's an algorithmic.
So it is algorithmic. Because it feels like there's editors picking this. It's such a good. It's such an interesting front page. I feel like maybe editors are picking it. So it's the program doing it.
Right.
Based on what I've been reading. Well, that's really.
I mean,
cool.
there's a curated element too, but it's not as if someone's watching to see what we're clicking.
They've also internationalized, which is, by the way, this is the trend of 2012. Apple, when they announced Mountain Lion, made a big deal about Chinese internationalization. Mm-hmm. Now there's recommended reading for France, Australia, Canada, Hong Kong, Taiwan, the UK, and Ireland. So if you tap this little thing here, you'll see. I don't know if people who use Flipboard know this. All of these recommendations are really, really handy.
Yeah, and they change their recommendations. I mean, the recommendations are always there, but they change their featured ones regularly enough. So it's always good to go in there and just get a suggestion for something that you haven't maybe thought about reading before. I always get good advice.
And you don't have to be in those countries to. So I can say, I would like to know what people are reading in France right now. And you can actually select that. Maybe you can't.
I don't know.
Yeah, we go.
Yeah, it just took a minute.
So now, isn't that cool? So if you wanted to, for instance, practice your French, this would be great.
Apprendre le français.
Yeah. Or I want to practice my Australian, so there we go.
How you going?
You do that, not me. So this is really, I think this is, this just gets better and better and better. I'm a big fan of Flipboard.
Yeah.
Get the update.
Flipboard is great, of course, totally free. Something that isn't free but is totally worth $10, Photoshop Touch.
Oh, my goodness. I can show you this.
When this first was released, I thought, hold on, they already had an iPad version.
They had.
I was thinking of Photoshop Express.
Exactly, PS Express.
Which was an app.
This is much more like the real Photoshop.
It sure is.
We got a little demo on MacBreak Weekly, but one of the things Alex said, and I think I completely agree with him, is it's worth the $10 for the tutorials alone.
Mm-hmm.
It has a great bunch of tutorials on how to do a lot of things in Photoshop Touch. Add a tattoo, make a painting, create camera layers, add dramatic flair, make a pencil sketch. And these are all these tutorials, they'll walk you through. So they actually have an image. For instance, here's antique photos. Yeah, there we go. And so we're going to take this photo and we're going to antique it. And this is all part of the $10. And I think this really makes it worthwhile. So it actually tells you what to do. Choose effects, photo, sunny afternoon. So I'm going to choose sunny afternoon from these. Let's see. It's probably an artistic. It's in photo. Here we go. Sunny afternoon. All right. And then apply the intensity. So this is a tutorial, but it's going to give you a really, I think, great way of walking through this.
And once you do this, you'll start to just know how the tools work.
And you need this. You actually really need this. Yep. So I'm going to do the next step. Choose change intensity about 50% and a tap. And by the way, if you don't do it, right. they'll say, you didn't do it. Okay. And then you go back and you do it just right there. There we go. And then now I'm going to do, it says, choose effects photo old sepia. So we're actually layering the. This also gives you some idea of the power of all this. 80% saturation and intensity to about 90%.
That's looking just about right.
It's looking kind of old, isn't it?
It is. It's looking good.
Isn't that great?
I love it. Now, yeah, that's another thing is, I mean, anybody who's a Photoshop whiz, this is a little bit simplified. However,
yeah, look, we've got levels,
full layer capability.
This is incredible.
You've got fill and stroke, gradients, fades, warps, adding fills. I can easily start playing with duplicate layers. All of my sliders. I mean, everything that I know how to do with Photoshop. If you just kind of click around here, you're like, yeah, they got it all. They've got everything that I'm interested in here.
There are some things, of course, that touch doesn't do as well. But one thing it does better than on a mouse is curves, because you can actually, with your finger, adjust the curves on these things, and that's pretty sweet. You can, once you're done, upload these. They have what they call the Creative Cloud.
Look at how artistic I am. Gosh, I'm so
you're
good.
You're such an artiste.
No, I know. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Boy, you know what it makes me want?
What?
A better camera on the iPad. I know people laugh at me when I say that because it's so dorky to hold.
Who's really laughing anymore? Because we're going to get one next Wednesday.
I think we're going to get an 8-megapixel just like the iPhone.
You do?
And I think if they do that, people will stop laughing because admittedly, this is a terrible form factor for a camera, but I see people all the time doing this, right?
Yeah, it's nerdy.
But
you might as well have a better camera if you have all these great photo apps.
Exactly. What's powerful about this is you've got not just stills, but video editing stuff like the Avid Studio that are mind-boggling in this thing. Why not take the picture with this? Why have something separate to take the picture and then somehow have to get it in there? I just think that that's just got to happen. I really do. And boy, I'll tell you what, I will use this all the time. Not just for Photoshop Touch, but Instagram, for all of the great things you can do with pictures.
For $10, the most Photoshop-like experience so far, totally worth it. $10 bucks?
I mean, I bought it immediately.
That's the price of, you know, games.
As long as we're talking, Smug Mug has released a new camera app.
That's my shush. Gosh, Leo.
You didn't tell me ahead of time.
Well, because I wanted to be surprised.
Let me just say something. It's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, it is awesome.
Okay.
Yeah,
stay tuned.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for details.
Stay tuned for details. Hey, we got an email from Eric Barstad, who says, try Cloud On. This is in reference to us talking about OnLive desktop and accessing Microsoft
Amazing.
Office Suite last
yeah.
week.
Yeah.
It says, try Cloud On. It's free to create, view, and edit Word, Excel, and PowerPoint files, and connects with Dropbox.
Wow.
So Cloud On, I'm not familiar with, but if you go to their website and open it up, indeed, Alex, I hope you have it because I don't, my computer's being squirrely here. Indeed, that's pretty much what it looks like.
Wow.
And it's totally free. I mean, I'm sure it's some sort of a virtualization.
There must be a way to pay for it, right?
What do you mean?
I mean, there's got to be something that they make some money on.
Yeah.
Because this costs the money. Look at that's Windows.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's, well, I mean, the app is free. I haven't actually downloaded
so
it
is,
yet.
So is OnLive. If you want more, you know, you have to pay for additional access and the pro stuff and all that.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
I'm sure they do that. It's what we call freemium in the business.
Right. Although online doesn't have, as I recall, doesn't have an easy way to connect files through Dropbox, which people love.
They have their own storage.
That's right. It's the OnLive. You have to.
Cloud.
Yeah. It's like a folder on OnLive, and then it'll connect with OnLive if you log in via
exactly.
PC.
Exactly.
So that's Cloud On. If for whatever reason OnLive isn't working for you, or you just want to compare it with another service that offers you Microsoft products, try cloudon.com.
Now, somebody in the chat room is mentioning, Andrew CCM, that there is a resolution limit on a Photoshop Touch. That makes sense. You can't put a 40-megapixel image in there because you don't have the RAM, you don't have the storage. Andrew, what is the resolution limit on? I actually didn't pay any attention to this. Let me see if I can find it in here. 1600 by 1600. Okay. That's, you know what, that's not a super high resolution. And indeed, if they put an 8-megapixel camera in here, you won't be able to edit the full res of the camera. But you will be able to with Photoshop. I mean, the iPad camera. I hope that they update it and make it as high resolution as the iPad.
Well, let's think about this, though. If they gave you a camera that you could not edit...
That would be bad.
...the original resolution photo in Photoshop...
Right.
...touch, that seems...
Here's my prediction.
Although Apple would probably say, well, then get it together, Photoshop Touch.
Here's my prediction. That is enough to edit a camera from the current iPad 2. It does require iPad 2. If they when they release the iPad 3 with a higher resolution, I predict they'll update Photoshop Touch because, and say this is only for the iPad 3 because they then will have the horsepower to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the iPad 3 is presumably going to have a much faster processor and, more importantly, a much faster GPU. That's the kind of thing. I'm sure that they say, look, that's all we can do in the iPad 2.
Yeah.
Wait till an iPad 3 comes out. Let's see what
they'll roll out something real quick.
Yeah.
Reminder that we love hearing from all of you. You can write us at iPadToday@twit.tv like Eric did. You can leave us a voicemail, 757-504-IPAD or 4723. Try to keep those to 30 seconds or less so we can play them on the show, s'il vous plaît. Or for extra points, you can send us a video. We love seeing your faces, your tutorials, your questions, your comments. That's all good stuff. And a reminder that if you're not watching us live, we record this show on Thursdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 p.m. Eastern time, and some sort of time that Leo knows in UTC.
I think he had 8 or 9. I can't remember. By the way, they're now telling me that Dropbox has been integrated into OnLive, so you do have.
Oh, well, then you truly have choices. Then
that's great.
You've got Cloud On. You've got OnLive. It's all like plays on words of on clouds and fluffy.
Fluffy puffy.
Fluffystorage.com. That's not real. I made that up. All right, Leo, guess what time it is?
Is it time to put on a hat?
Yeah, it is.
Funny hat time?
Yeah, it is. I know, usually you
we usually have a commercial, but not today.
Nope.
Today we go straight into the hats.
That's right.
Yeehaw!
You know, you look like you planned this.
I did.
Yeah.
I told him. You heard me say...
Give me a straw.
I want a straw hat.
Beep, 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 beep.
And you got R2-D Mickey Mouse. Isn't that cute? Does it have your name on the back?
No, that's the other one. It's R2-D2 hat. Hey, everybody. All right, so these are the ABCAP Awards. For anybody who's unfamiliar with why we wear these ridiculous hats.
That's me. Why do we wear these ridiculous hats?
Because it's the time in the show where we both choose an app of the week that we like. And because of that, we wear our app caps.
Yeehaw.
I don't know. It just happened.
It made sense. When you proposed this, I just went along for the ride.
I wanted to wear hats. That's about as far as I thought about this.
I bought this hat. You know when I bought this hat?
When did you buy this hat?
When I was going to see Charlie Daniels Band. And Charlie Daniels is very famous for wearing a giant hat.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, so I bought the biggest hat I could find.
And that's it?
And it still looked dwarfed next to Charlie Daniels.
You know, I need a hat like that for Austin because it's going to be sunny and I don't want to get sunburned.
Trade you.
Well,
come,
really.
On. Come on. Come on.
I always wear those.
Look good in this.
I like my Star Wars. I'm good with this one. It's a combination of Disney and Star Wars. You doesn't get better than this. Okay, so here's my app cap that Leo almost gave away. Not quite, though.
I'm excited about this. I started using it on my iPhone. It's great.
Well, I think it's great, too, but I think some people at TapTapTap are probably pretty miffed.
You mean the folks who do Camera Plus.
That's right, because it is... probably the closest app that I've seen to Camera Plus ever, but it's called Camera Awesome, and it is by, as Leo mentioned, the people who are behind Smug Mug.
And I am a big Smug Mug fan and user. Smug Mug is a paid service, so it's like Flickr, but you pay for it. But pros use it because it's got great features for selling your pictures. It allows you to store the full resolution, including RAW. And so forth. And that's what's... I think the nice integration on this is that it integrates directly with Smug Mug, which is great. So if you're already a Smug Mug member, this is an
it's
obvious...
It's perfect. Yeah, but even if you're not, you can totally use it. So I'm going to go
it's
ahead
fast.
And just take a photo of... Well, I'll take a photo of you.
You've got image stabilization turned on.
That's nice. That's a really good picture. All right, so I've taken a picture here, and I'll just go through some of the features. Not all of them, because we'll never get through them all. But here's a picture of Leo that I took. So I go into my camera roll, and at this point, I can say... All right, well, let's make this better, because this is a horrible picture,
I think you
know?
Can make that better.
Now, with one click, I could do something called Awesomize, which is sort of like there. For anybody who's familiar with Camera Plus, it's their clarity.
Right.
So I can go ahead, and it'll just sort of guess. let's, you know, it takes all the data from the picture and tries to figure out what would make the picture better. But let's say I want some more control over that. There are a bunch of presets, and they're kind of fun. They've got fun names. They're sort of Trey Ratcliffe-esque, if I may say so.
Yes.
For example, more cowbell, more wang. Hey, their words, not mine. Roman Holiday.
Can I have more wang?
Sure. You can have more wang. There you go. Yeah, and instantly you do.
It's hard to tell.
It's funny
really
how that works.
With that shot.
There are a variety of filters as well. And you can add certain textures, which is kind of, I don't know, it's doesn't really work on this one all that well. But and then you can add a variety of frames, no frame, black frame, for example. But the presets are actually the most fun because... Let's take this one off. Because they've got great names. Teenage Dream, Ruby Slippers. They don't even really make any sense. I guess Saloon looks sort of saloon-like. But it's a mixture between being able to manipulate the photos yourself. Oh, I see why I didn't do this right. There we go. So these are just more variety of filters. So it's not Camera Awesome attempting to figure out exactly what you want it to look like. It's saying, here's more of just like a bleached version of this. And then you can play around with this a little bit. Or, you know, add a little vibrancy, cool it off a little bit, give it a, you know, a Cabernet kind of a tinge. So I guess it's, you know, bringing a little bit of red into it. Anyway, so that's the issue. Now, one thing to remember is that in a lot of these filters, you might say, wow, they really give you a lot of choices. As you can see, they're not all completely free.
So that's the difference in this. So Camera Plus is $1.99 and has a bunch of filters.
Yes.
This comes with a bunch of filters for free.
That's right.
And then they give you...
They get you.
Each 9 filters is another buck. So
right.
You could end up spending a lot more because they have hundreds of filters on it.
Right. So this is the vintage filters pack. And if I was like, okay, I'm interested in that.
I love them.
You want 9 filters for $1? And that's what a lot of people would say, yeah, sure, that's... Sounds good to me, and there you go. Now I've got some vintage filters, but keep that in mind. Don't go crazy unless I don't even need to bother right now. But then once you're done with your photo, you save it out, and then you've got all sorts of options. Let's say I'm done here. Oh, I see.
This will save to Smug Mug, Facebook, Twitter, Flickr, Picasa, Photo Bucket, or YouTube. And by the way, works with video as well as stills. So
that
all of those filters can be applied to video, too, which I think is really neat.
Absolutely. And that is something that I'll just go ahead and put this beautiful picture of you back down. Something that I hadn't seen before, Path. Because Path will actually apply filters to video as well. But Path is a little different because you're only sharing with a small group of people. This, of course, you can share with everybody. And the Smug Mug community, as you know, Leo, is very... It's a lot of professionals, people who are making money off of licensing their photos to other people. I mean, this is the sort of place that you put photos that you are serious about, that you're proud about.
Now, I have to point out that Camera Plus was not the first one of these, that there are lots of them.
Yes.
Most of these filters are really just Lightroom presets or something like that. Trey Ratcliffe has 100 cameras in one, same idea. There are lots of filtering programs. So this isn't, you know, you pick the one you like. I have to say, this because it's fast, it has some nice features that the built-in camera does not have, including you saw the ability to do image stabilization. You can click the camera, the big button. It has burst mode. It has timer mode. So all of these things are very...
The burst
handy.
Mode, actually, I tried it out last night. It is...
It's pretty slow, but it's nice to have.
Well, no, it's fast.
Oh, you use the fast burst.
Yeah.
That's a lower resolution.
Obviously on an iPad camera, it'll suck. But on an iPhone, it's a little different. You know, if your kid is playing soccer, whatever, for whatever reason, you just need to take a bunch of pictures in rapid succession, it is fast.
Well, that's neat.
Super fast. And it's nice to have options, especially when you've got sort of like one camera app to rule them all.
I'm not using it on the iPhone anymore, the regular one. I'm using this all the time. Now, the other thing that I think is very interesting is why they released this now. I have to think that they're getting ready for an iPad with a better camera.
I know it. Why are we getting all these cool
Photoshop
photo
touch,
apps from
this?
People who know photos? Yeah. Adobe, Smug Mug, all signs point to camera.
As you know, I'm a great Republican and Ron Paul supporter, and I believe in objectivism. Have you ever heard of that philosophy, objectivism? Have you ever read any Ayn Rand? Do you know who I'm talking about here, Ayn Rand?
She
was the founder of
Objectivism. I do.
Wrote The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged.
Beloved by many and disdain.
Many disdain her. I tell you what, whatever your politics, I think these are great novels. They're very long. What I think is interesting, this is the New American Library's special edition of Atlas Shrugged, and I think is very interesting. If you've never read the, first of all, it's a great book, but I also think this is interesting because of the treatment of this book. So you can, of course, read it, and you'll note, by the way, let me go back a page, that there are notes right at the beginning. There's a note. This pulls up a note about the book. In this case, I'm loving this. The first page of her handwritten draft from 1946 of this classic work. It's you know, much the same as reading something in iBook or Kindle, except for those additional notes. And if I go back home, there's a lot of additional material. For instance, there's a biography. There's recollections of Ayn Rand. There's interviews with Ayn Rand. There's a timeline of the book and how it was written. This is all comes from the Ayn Rand Institute. If you're an Ayn Rand fan, this is going to be manna from heaven. If you're not, then you might be less interested. If you read played BioShock, you should actually read a little bit about this, because this is the philosophy that BioShock, that the dystopia in BioShock is based on, is the philosophy of objectivism. And certainly it's absolutely historic. There's some historic video interviews with Ayn Rand and so forth. Capitalism versus communism, here she is talking about that. Now, what I really like, you know, first of all, I love this, believe it or not, I love this novel, and I'm really looking forward to reading again with all of this additional material. But more than that, this is an example of how the iPad is starting to be used for books that are richer than simply a pure text experience. Annotations, the ability, of course, you have all the abilities, just as with the Kindle, to make it bigger text, to bookmark it. You can, you know, have brighter screen or darker screen. I got to point out, you can buy this book and get more features from a pure point of view of typeface and style if you buy it from Amazon, you put it on the Kindle. But you won't get all of these additional materials. And I really do believe that this is, in some ways, the future of the book. There's even a quiz to find out which character said what. To me, there's only one form of human depravity.
Well, and an author like this, it works out so well, because this is somebody who's, I mean, very legendary, where the sort of trivia and backstory and childhood photos are really appreciated.
Well, I know you're a hippie, so I've got an alternate recommendation for the hippies. They've also done the same thing with Jack Kerouac's On the Road. Mm-hmm. So if you're a big fan of Kerouac, if you're a big fan of On the Road, there's also the same New American Library does the same thing with this, with lots of vintage footage, background histories and notes that bring the book to life. So I like seeing this. I admit this is a proprietary platform. It's iPad only. We're going to see, I think, a lot more of this thanks to the author program that Apple has released for the iPad. I expect, now this is not author, but I expect to see a lot more like this. And I think it's very exciting. Patterson saying On the Road should come on a single roll of paper. That's how Kerouac wrote it. He wrote it on one single long roll of paper. That's a good point. By the way, 2 million, 24 million, 2 million, 24 billion. By the way, 24,934,684,000. Anyway, there's a lots of apps, and someday soon, I'm going to win $10,000 by spying the 25th billion app.
That's right. I wonder what it's going to be. Probably Angry Birds or something. Yeah. Sort of dumb.
Do you remember when they did this before? They did it with the iPhone app. I think it was for the 1 millionth app.
Uh-huh.
And it was a kid who downloaded Bump. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. Which is actually a very helpful app.
Yeah.
Don't knock Bump.
No.
Don't bump Bump. By the way, Angry Birds isn't silly. I just get tired of people talking out like it's the only app out there. There are so many games.
No, there's Cut the Rope.
Well, there are many. Remember my whole thing with
Remember my whole thing that all I ever show for app caps is games?
Yeah, and I said, stop it.
That's
and
why
you
I showed
Atlas Shrugged.
And ran for you. You wanted it. You asked for it, girlfriend.
Sorta.
So, next time we do this show,
we're going to know what's happening.
I'm so excited.
I'm tired of speculating.
Do you want to make a bet on whether we will hold an iPad 3 in our little hands, hot little hands that week, or it'll have to be the next week, or when we'll hold an iPad 3 in our hats. When will that be?
Well, I don't really have any money to bet you, but we can both make our predictions.
Somebody should pay you better. You deserve more money.
Yes, I agree. You heard it here.
I'm all hat, no cattle. That's all I can say. I have a prediction.
Okay,
you heard my prediction.
It is that
we won't have it next
Saturday.
Thursday. We will have it a week from Thursday. I guarantee you, you will be here holding an iPad 3 saying, look, that'll be March 9th plus 7 is 16th.
Well, I know we'll have it on the 16th for the show, but I thought your question was, when are we going to be able to have them, period,
Saturday.
For the first time? Well, in that case, I'm going to be at the pop-up store in Austin, Texas.
Good.
So
we'll
I'll
have a live
see
report.
You there.
We will have a live report from Sarah Lane.
That's right.
At the pop-up store in Austin, Texas.
You know it.
You want
it, bro?
Honey, take this hat, please.
No, you're all sweaty.
You can't. I'm not sweaty.
Actually, I am. I'm sweaty.
Well, I don't want your hat.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank
on
you,
the
everyone.
25,934,761 edition of iPad Today.
You know,
wouldn't that be great if that was our actual episode count?
Yeah, we just do so much content. It's hard to keep up. This is actually episode 87, so we've got a few more episodes to go until
Wait a
we
minute.
Get to 25 billion.
PC Guy says that's not real. It's simulated?
No way. PC Guy, I never.
You mean they're not actually counting every single app?
Well, they are. This is just, you know, it's an estimation.
It's a guesstimate.
Okay, we have to stop because this is cutting off my circulation. Goodbye, everyone, and thanks for joining us on this episode of iPad Today. And we'll see you next week, same time, same place, right here on the living room set at the Twit Brick House, Petaluma, California.
Yes, sir.
Arr! Arr!